people, great to be with you as we crank up another week. Believe it or not, the final week of what we traditionally view as the summer. Memorial Day to Labor Day, so enjoy this one. Look, there's always a bad and a good to this. The bad, obviously, we love the summer and it's coming to an end. The good, football season. Football season. And it gets real. Next week, the Eagles with a Friday night game in Brazil next week. So obviously we'll crank up coverage of that hardcore next week. And we'll lay out, you know, in the coming days, our entire lineup for this football season. Obviously last year we had a number of guests, you know, slotted into every day in certain segments. And we'll detail all that for you coming up in the next few days. 215-592-9494. By the way, speaking of coming up, James, something very cool tonight in baseball. A lot of people probably don't know. Can you explain this, what's this guy's name?
Danny Jansen.
Can you explain, James,
that's very cool,
what is going on with Danny Jansen?
Yes, I love this so much. I showed it to my wife yesterday. That's how nerdy I am. I thought this was so cool. So Danny Jansen was a catcher for the Blue Jays back in June when the Red Sox and the Blue Jays played a game. The game got suspended till the next time they faced each other in the same ballpark, which is now today. Since then, Danny Jansen has gone and changed teams from the Blue Jays to the Red Sox.
Did they trade him or cut him?
I think he got cut. I'm not 100% sure how he traded teams, how he changed teams.
Yep.
So Dan Jensen now on the other team, suspended game is going to continue today. Ironically, Danny Jansen was the player who was at bat when the game got suspended. Now Alex Cora has announced he will be catching for the Red Sox, so he will be catching for the at bat that he started. The other way around, he's the first player to ever play on both two teams in the same game, and he's actually the same at-bat that he was in is the at-bat that's happening.
That's incredible.
Isn't that unbelievable?
So when this thing's done, John, he's going to be in the box score on both teams. Like, that's an amazing...
Wow. Yeah, how do you rate that up?
Ruben, what's the craziest thing you've seen in baseball?
Because
that's got to be one of them.
We had it. It happened when I was playing. There's a switch-hitting outfielder, and I'm brain cramping on his name right now, and he went from their dugout to our dugout in one series.
Traded?
The Dodgers to the Phillies. Wow. Switch-hitting outfielder, and it was because I stunk, and they needed somebody to play better.
Ooh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so they switched. It was Stan Javier. Stan Javier was switched
him.
From the – he's a nice little player.
Yeah.
Good. He played for a bunch of teams, but he literally
Look at you
was...
say nice little player as if you were Babe Ruth. You were a nice little player. You don't get to call someone else a nice little player.
Yes, I do.
I mean, Ted Williams can call the 23rd guy on a team a nice little player.
Well, when you've
evaluated players for years, that's what you can do. He was a nice little player. He actually has six rings. He's played on a bunch of teams that have had a lot of success.
Being a nice little
He's a nice little player.
All right, well, look, it's a pretty cool story from baseball. So 215-592-9494. Are you smarter than an 11th grader? A game that we will play at 8:30 today, which will be me versus a rising 11th grader, somewhere from the Delaware. And James, this kid apparently has some chops, right? That's the concept?
As far as his dad suggested, yes. I don't know.
Well, you vet? You get a GPA?
I don't vet these things. I do the best job
John,
I can.
He should have had it. He should have had it.
Well, so how do we choose the opponent here?
Seltzer, how'd you choose?
I got emails from people and I went through and I responded and this is the one that made the most sense.
Well, hold on, John. Wouldn't you think he would choose someone with a good GPA?
What was so enticing about the
It was a great email. That the dad wrote.
The dad wrote it.
So
the kid didn't write it.
No, well, none of the kids wrote it. All the parents wrote emails.
Yeah, I called bad job on Seltzer. Don't blame me if this kid don't have the chops, all right?
Going down today. You know what?
Look at
Joe. He's already talking about his win.
I know.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, Joe. Like this, it's so far past overdue. Like you are ripe to be taken out in so many ways.
So these will be
so many ways.
Non-sports questions. We know I'll be good in anything that's history, but otherwise, the science and the other stuff, I really struggle in. Geography, we've had some weird answers through the years. All right, so we'll have some fun with that coming up in about an hour. Phillies, we had fun Saturday and Sunday. Now, Friday, not so much. So Taiwan, I mean, guys, I can't put it any more simple than one word. Enough. Enough. I mean, I need the Phillies brass to know that the situation has gotten way the hell out of control. You know, by the way, like,
The Phillies are playing with fire with all sorts of different standings stuff. I mean, whether it's the one seed, of which the Dodgers are still a game and a half up, whether it's the two seed, the Phillies are now one game up on Milwaukee, whether it's home field advantage for the World Series, Phillies in a battle with the Yankees and some other teams in the American League for that whole thing. Like, the Phillies are going to make the playoffs, and they're very, very likely to still win this division. But, you know, enough of the Taiwan. And I got to tell you, John, for the other players, I feel bad for them.
When they have to endure Taiwan nonchalance and lack of performance.
It's batting practice.
Complete lack of performance.
It's batting. So, all right, that's got
to
end.
I thought it was good that he was eating up innings and that it would help our other pitchers, but it's gotten so far past where it's even acceptable.
It's disgraceful. All right, so, and then the Eagles game was obviously a disgrace, but the good thing is you get a real game coming up Friday next week. Looks like the Eagles should be a pretty damn good team. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all of it, including, do you think the Phillies, with those two very impressive wins Saturday and Sunday, are they back? Steve and Cherry Hill, what's going on, Steve?
Hey, good morning, all. John, welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, Steve.
So anyway, I'm just over the entire Eagles organization. They're a disgrace. I just can't believe.
No, they're not a disgrace.
I mean,
but it was a really bad game.
The game was a disgrace, but the organization is not a disgrace.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you, I really think Jeffrey Lurie is behind the scenes. I call him Jerry Jones Jr.
No.
He makes a lot of these calls. I think they should have played the second game, these guys, and had a dress rehearsal. And Saturday, I watched it for a whole half hour. I was blown away by these players I've never even heard of. So
yeah, Steve, anyway. Our defense was a sieve. I thought it was very discouraging that we didn't get to see the starters on the offensive side of things for the entire preseason. I thought they mishandled the preseason, but it was a positive that Vic Fangio's beliefs are at least trickling down and the defensive side of the ball is getting a little more work. I liked that. Hopefully that'll pay off for the defensive side.
Yeah, the coach can only do so much. So my hopes are, like, I got my fingers crossed. So anyway, today
we're going to be a really good team, Steve. A really good team. Where I just don't think we can hit the ground running the way we would have had we prepared.
Well, remember this, Sean. They've never lost the opener with Sirianni.
Okay.
So, you know, there's something to be said
for
that.
And now this is a real challenge. I'm telling you, this Packers team.
No, I know. It's the best team they all played in the first game. Steve, what do you got on the Phillies?
Phillies, I'm just happy today for the pitching coach. Because after Friday, I called it. If they didn't win this series, the last two games, I think he would have been gone on.
No way.
You mean the hitting coach? Pitching coach isn't going anywhere.
They got to take it out on somebody. It would have been him because they're not hitting.
Incorrect.
All right.
Incorrect.
Yep.
I'm sorry, just my friend.
So just like incorrect that you called, they wouldn't pinch hit for.
Correct. Oh, that's correct.
Man.
You are correct.
But there was
a real reason.
Like Jimmy Superfly Snooker from the Tales
Group.
Bang!
He's absolutely right.
He just took Amaro down.
He's right.
He pinned him. 1, 2, 3. It's over.
Perfect.
All right, Steve, give me an answer. What appeals to kids and adults, like the Wizard of Oz? What else does?
Pizza.
Pizza's a good answer. There's a lot of foods that are a good answer. I'd say that's one of the best. That
plain pizza.
I don't know.
You're pizza. A plain pizza guy?
No.
No toppings?
No, but
for kids, he's saying, he's right.
The toppings,
pepperoni's the only kids, one my daughter will even mess around with.
And sometimes it's too spicy if it's pepperoni.
I'm
telling you, it needs to be plain.
Well, it depends.
In order to appeal to the broad base.
All right, let's get to Jahan Dotson. Of course, the Eagles acquired late last week. Some audio of him talking over the weekend as the Eagles unveiled him at a press conference. Let's start with Dotson, you know, answering a question about how he fits into the Birds.
By doing anything possible to help this team win, get in where I fit in, and make the most of my opportunities, make the most of my role, getting to know my role right away. I don't know what that's going to be yet. I just got here a couple days ago. But, like you said, we have a lot of weapons. And I look at that as a great thing.
Look, I sure hope his role is the third, the receiver that plays the most other than A.J. and Devontae. I mean, that's what you want him to do. I mean, he should be better than the others. But
he's supposed to be.
He's supposed to be.
He's a first-round draft.
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
Yeah, he's got that that pedigree. But yeah, and I love the fact that he's a local guy, a Penn State guy. I do think that matters.
That always
sometimes.
Tickles you.
It does.
Seltzer, I'm way past caring about that.
It doesn't do it for me
either. In 1975, maybe under Paterno, maybe it mattered. It doesn't matter anymore.
Something special.
It doesn't matter.
When a guy comes home.
How'd it work with Miles Sanders?
Okay. I don't know.
He
was good for a while.
You want James Franklin to be the Eagles coach?
I think Miles Sanders outperformed his talent while an Eagle. And no.
Miles Sanders had something initially.
I never thought Miles Sanders was good. I never thought Miles Sanders was as good as he was supposed to be, but he had a nice Eagles career.
People though overrated him at times. That was clear. All right, more from Dotson because he continued on. You know, perspective based on his time, his years in Washington.
We have a lot of people who can make a lot of plays, so it's going to be fun. I've never, in all of my years of playing, I've never been on a team with this much talent. So I'm not only excited to play with them, I'm excited to learn because we have a lot of great guys in the locker room from top to bottom. So I'm really excited for the opportunity.
All right, look, 215-592-9494. You know he'll
get
in there and he'll
act like it.
Yeah.
Apply yourself and show us that you're excited by, you know, working hard.
All right, so the offense should be dynamic and would have been and certainly should have been whether Dotson was acquired or not. Let's talk about the defense for a moment here. So, John, simple question to you. We've put this poll question out twice over the last month, and the results have been close to 50-50. John, is the Eagles' defense good enough? I mean, we barely saw them in the preseason. We saw some guys, a little bit.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen Slay. We haven't seen Brandon Graham.
I can't say they're good enough yet. I need to see more. I need to see them play to feel certain. I do believe we'll be better than last year. I like the idea that we're getting more aggression from our linebackers and that our linebackers are actually a lot more complete than what we've seen here in Philadelphia in recent memory. I love that we are so deep on the back end of
things. There's a lot there.
My gosh. And that gives us a lot of flexibility. So I do think the defense will be better. I have no idea if it will be as great as we hope.
Well, I want to pose the question to everyone at 215-592-9494. Is the defense good enough? You know, we had a poll question on this twice in the last month, but we never really took it on as a show topic. And look, this is a town. I mean, we are a town that in many ways built on defense when it comes to the Eagles, whether it's Berge and Dawk or, you know, pick your guy. Bednarik back in the day. Of course, he played both ways.
This defense is going to be ornery. I like that it is
Reggie.
Sort of modeling itself in Vic Fangio's image to some degree. And I do think it makes a difference that Vic Fangio's decisions about playing these guys are actually being upheld.
Well, he played them more than the offense played.
Yes.
That's clear.
That's a big deal.
James, tell me if this is too far of a statement or if this resonates with you. The Eagles' defense is good enough as long as the Eagles' offense is phenomenal.
Oh, I think that's...
Too strong?
No, I think that's dead on. I think that's what this team is built
to be. Because that's what the Chiefs 2 years ago were.
Two years
ago, the Chiefs had an average defense that was good enough because their offense was phenomenal. Now look, maybe they'll be better than average. Maybe they'll be worse than average. I worry about the pass rush. I do worry about young corners. Even though there's a lot of options, like I look at a guy like Cooper DeJean the other day, and I say that's a person that'll probably be deactivated week one. I would be surprised.
He could give you a lot on special teams, though. I don't.
We'll see.
I do we'll not see. Know that for sure. Like the idea of him being deactivated, that's strange.
Look,
in the
he
world
missed
where
a,
these
John,
kickoff returns are going to be such a huge deal.
He missed a lot of training camp, man. And we knew at the time
that
it was going to set him back.
I understand that. But you do value a guy who's returned as many footballs as he has.
Yeah, but like, he's not touching it. Covey's touching it.
Well, I don't know that. He's going to be the off returner, I would expect. It's possible. I would put him back there as an off returner. And so, yeah, he has the potential to catch the ball.
Who Elliott has making the team and not making the team, we'll get to that shortly. He put out a list on social media. We'll get to that really quickly. Let's get to, and also my two favorite pieces of audio from the weekend, we're going to get to that shortly as well.